Everyone, this is Remy from At the Movies with another Race to the Oscars review. So I'll preface this review by saying that the following review deals with mature subject matter, and viewer discretion is strongly advised before viewing this film. The film deals with a heavy topic of sexual assault. So, like I said, film's not for everyone, but if you do decide to see this film, it comes with a very strong warning. One of the most strong warnings that I've given to any film inside of most recent memory that I have seen. So, without further ado, as the final award season inches closer, we continue with our ongoing segment, The Race to the Oscars. This week, Promising Young Woman from director Emerald Fennell.
Every week, I go to a club. I act like I'm too drunk to stand. And every week, a nice guy comes over to see if I'm okay.
You okay?
You are so pretty. I am a nice guy.
Are you?
One, two.
Okay. How old am I? What are my hobbies? What's my name? Sorry, maybe that one's too hard.
Cassandra? We were in class together at Forest. You would have been a great doctor. What happened?
I left under unusual circumstances. You remember what happened, right? Why I dropped out. I'm not the only one who didn't believe it.
We get accusations like this all the time.
Who needs brains? They never did a girl any good.
I'm so sorry I didn't go with her.
You gotta let it go.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Why do you guys have to ruin everything? We were kids.
If I hear that one more time,
I have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I was hoping you'd feel differently by now.
It's every guy's worst nightmare getting accused like that.
Can you guess what every woman's worst nightmare is?
Everyone said Cassie, Carey Mulligan, was a promising young woman, until a mysterious event abruptly derailed her future. But nothing in Cassie's life is what it appears to be. She's wicked smart, tantalizingly cunning, and she's living a secret double life by night. Now, an unexpected encounter is about to give Cassie a chance to right the wrongs of the past in this thrilling and wildly entertaining story. Let's get this out of the way first, that this is a great cast for a film, and that Carey Mulligan delivers one of the best actress performances from 2020. She is inside contention for Best Actress inside of an already stacked category at this year's Oscars. That can go to anybody inside of this category. When it comes to the story, it is a hard one to unpack inside this short review, since the subject of the film is sensitive in nature, and it seems upon first viewing that rather than deal with some of the solutions to the problem at hand, Fennell seems to rely more on poking at the same nerve to get a jolt reaction from the audience in this revenge film. That may or may not work for some of the audience. Definitely, I need to revisit this one before the final awards are handed out, but what I can say on a positive note at the end of this review is that Emerald Fennell as a director has so much promise from her first feature, both inside the style and aesthetical choices she makes throughout the film. As much as the revenge film is her style, with her series Killing Eve and Promising Young Woman, I would love to see her branch out into other genres. I highly doubt, rather, that it will win any awards at this year's Oscars, given the award track record, but I could see it winning some more independent awards, especially when it comes to both Fennell as a director and Carey Mulligan, both nominated at the Oscars inside of their retrospective category. Also, Bo Burnham deserves more recognition for his performance as a supporting actor inside of this film. That is what I can say about his performance. Promising Young Woman is currently out in theaters, we're open, and now on VOD and physical media. Like I said, this film is not for everybody given the topic is sensitive inside of nature. There have been some negative reviews. There have been some positive reviews. My review has not been really a negative. It's just I have to get through this first viewing of it. But there is no doubt that Carey Mulligan gives one of the best performances from an actress, like I said, for 2020. And Fennell is definitely a promising up-and-comer director to look for, and I hope to see her inside of the nominations for Best Director at the Oscars and the Golden Globes inside the future. It's history in the making this year at the Oscars that we have female directors once again nominated, including Chloe Zhao for Nomadland, which we hope to get to, and as well to Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman. Regina King could have been inside the mix too. Yeah, but it's very cool to see the Academy finally recognizing female directors inside of an all-male-dominated category.